From NPR News in Washington, I'm Ann Bozell. A minor miracle in New York. Five firefighters have been found alive under the rubble from the World Trade Center. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein tells us she talked to two firefighters involved in the rescue.
They were basically helping remove piles of rubble, which is a lot of what they've been doing. They heard voices, and then they saw three of their colleagues get up and walk away, and a huge cheer went up in the crowd. And it gave them a lot of hope.
Two other firefighters were rescued and taken to Bellevue Hospital. All five had been trapped for 3 days in an SUV underneath the debris. The rescuers have removed more than 6,000 tons of rubble from the site of the World Trade Center as they look for victims and try to prepare the area to resume business. Letitia Theodore of member station WNYC has more.
Mayor Rudolph Giuliani says the city has compiled a list of nearly 5,000 people who are known to be missing. That number includes the people on the planes that crashed into the towers, as well as names provided by families, friends, and businesses. Officials are hoping to find more survivors beneath the rubble. The mayor is also focusing on ensuring the safety of the subway system beneath the disaster site.
The subways under the affected area have not been running. We have not been running them. So they weren't shut down. They have not been running. We're trying to reopen them for later today or tomorrow. So the buildings are being tested now to determine whether or not they could withstand whatever vibration the subways would create.
Workers are also in the process of completing structural and safety tests that will allow the reopening of the city's financial district as early as Friday. For NPR News, I'm Letitia Theodore in New York.
By the end of the day, Congress may approve a $20 billion emergency spending bill to help pay for the rescue and recovery efforts at the World Trade Center and at the Pentagon. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The money was requested by President Bush to provide federal and local agencies with the funds they need to pay for the massive rescue and recovery efforts. Money would also go to stepped-up security at the nation's airports, increased intelligence operations, and the investigation into the attacks. There's been some squabbling over how much control Congress would retain over the money. Some in the New York delegation want as much leeway as possible for the spending, but other lawmakers say the differences are minor. The House is also likely to approve a bill exempting the victims of the attacks from having to pay any income taxes, a provision already extended victims of terrorism overseas. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Bush will travel to New York tomorrow. The president said he is looking forward to thanking the rescue workers and others involved in the work at the World Trade Center. The president will leave for New York following a prayer service at the National Cathedral in Washington. He has designated tomorrow as a National Day of Prayer and Remembrance. This is NPR News from Washington.